1071 The Boss, classic rock of the 70s, 80s, and more. I'm Michelle Amabile. And remember a couple of months back during auditions of American Idol, I told you all about this girl named Kacey Bishop. And she auditioned with Motley Crue's Livewire, just blew everybody away. Luke Bryan predicted that she was going to win the whole thing. I just had to talk to her back then, and I just have to talk to her now because she is in the top 10 of American Idol. Just so excited for her. And she's a rocker, and I know you're going to love her. And Kacey, how you doing, kiddo?
Good. How are you?
So incredibly proud watching you every week, all the way into the top 9. Awesome. Are you having fun?
Yeah, I'm tired and having fun.
And you're going to Disney World this week. Now, I know you're from Florida, so that's kind of like going home, but that had to have been a fun showing everybody around, right? Showing them all the Disney ropes that you've learned living in Florida.
Yeah, only literally 3 hours away.
Brandon Boyd, Incubus. And you got to sing Wish You Were Here with him. I was so jealous.
Oh my God.
I love him. I've seen Incubus perform. I've never met him. And there you are doing a superhero pose with him. I thought that was the coolest thing ever.
Yeah, he was awesome. I could not have asked for a better celeb partner.
You had such a good week that week doing Paramore, Decode, which is a song that I'm glad that they have for you to pick, because Gina Irene did that in season 13. It's such a cool, dark song, and you really killed it.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I saw that one. That one was really good.
So, tell me how that felt doing the duet with Brandon. Did you know that song? Did you have a lot of time to prep it? Or?
I didn't know it, but like I knew it. You know what I mean? And I had like a few days to learn it, but it was awesome. Like being on stage with him, like he was just so like comforting. Like I didn't even care what happened or how I sounded. Like I was just having so much fun. Like I was so happy.
Well, you would never know that you didn't know that song before because, yeah, you handled yourself like a pro with him. And what you've been wearing every week has been so perfect. It's like you're really settling in to
Thank you.
The Idolverse.
Yeah, I'm jumping out of my comfort zone a little bit.
I was happy to see the Haley Reinhart connection, because remember we talked about that the last time we talked, and then you did House of the Rising Sun and you did Black Hole Sun, which she did with Postmodern Jukebox. I'm like, oh,
yeah.
Yes, go, Kacey, go.
Oh, my God. She followed me on Instagram. I, like, lost my mind.
You know what? I tagged her on Twitter. I was hoping that she would see that.
Oh, my God. What if it was that? Thank you.
Yep. You see, I'm the Idol hookup. I try to, like, make those connections for you guys. So Disney week this week, first of all, when you did Over the Rainbow, which, by the way, another stunning departure from what you've been doing, but it was so beautiful. And then Lionel Richie, for some reason, called it his favorite Disney song. But we'll forgive him.
I know. I was like, oh, Lionel. No. But thank you.
And you've been singing that since you were a little girl?
Yeah. Yep.
That's so awesome. And but you really did a nice job with that. Now you got Disney week coming up, and I'm sure Katie's going to be wearing another cool costume. How do you prepare going into a competition? Because I know Idol's a pressure cooker, and I know that they probably got you going nonstop, and you're trying to save your voice. So how do you pick a song that matches who you are and what kind of an artist you want to be, especially in the Disney category?
Well, that's the thing. Like, they're around. You know, it's not like we're singing covers. You know what I mean? So it's not like my Disney song is not how, you know, I don't know. It's I'm going to be doing something different, but I'm like really excited for it. And yeah, I don't really know how to explain it.
Well, you've been picking some really great songs to show all the colors of your personality. The Black Crowes, good choice.
Yeah, thank you.
Now, do they have the songs on the list, or do you have to clear anything with them? Or
yeah, sometimes, but they have a big list of songs.
Now, who's your roommate? I know they usually hook you up with a roommate and everything, so, and you all bond in a really quick way. Who are you bonding with?
Well, my roommate's my mom.
Oh, your roommate's your mom. Okay, because I didn't know how they were doing this with COVID, because they used to have the kids be roommates.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I'm like, I mean, I'm really close with everyone here. We're all like family, especially the top 24. That was like family, you know?
I think it would be a lot of fun for you guys because especially you got a lot of kids your age competing. Like Ava was close to your age.
Yeah. I miss Ava.
We all miss Ava. Hey, you know what? This was a weird week coming off with the contestants from previous seasons coming on. Did you get to hang out with any of them? Did you get to talk to Arthur Gunn, who I loved last season? Like I thought he would do.
Yeah.
I loved him. Every time he sang Creedence, I was like, yeah.
Yeah, he's great. He's, we met everyone. We all hung out at, the pool one night, and we all really got along really well, and Arthur's a really nice guy. He's really cool and really talented.
I figured you'd get along with him. He falls into that rock category.
Yeah, he's crazy. Like he's a beast.
So what crazy things have happened for you since you started? You said Haley followed you on Instagram. What other rock guys? I know Motley Crue reached out earlier in the auditions. Have you heard from other people on Twitter? Any personal notes and everything? I know it gets crazy with Idol.
Yeah, so Chris Cornell's daughter followed me.
Lily, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I know. I lost it. And then Soundgarden posted my video, and then Haley Williams posted my Dakota video on her story, and then SZA tweeted about me. It's nuts.
So you're getting a little celebrity fan base and everything. And then there's the Idol fans that they're always. I told you how supportive they get.
Oh yeah, yeah. You are not lying.
I know they start sending you little gifts, little words of encouragement. Yet, isn't it fun?
Yeah, it's awesome. They're all really crazy supportive, like Idol fanatics. You know,
now,
I love that.
Now, one thing I'm wondering about because they didn't get to do this last year and everything, and people have been dying to know: is there any talk of a summer Idol tour, anything at all? I mean, like I know that I know this is just wishful thinking with COVID, but it seems like things are starting to come back a little bit.
I have I have no idea. Like I don't know what's going on.
I'm sure you're starting to hear from labels already.
No.
Give it time. Give it time.
Yeah,
that'll
hopefully.
Soon you'll be hearing from future publicists. It's all coming. I'm very, very happy for you that your season is going very, very well. I'm looking forward to your performance this week. And I feel like clairvoyant because I was telling everybody that you're the one to watch, that you were going to be in the top 10, and I was right.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
So you've got support and love here in New Jersey. Trust me on that one. And so when we come up to a finale, I know you've already sang with Brandon Boyd, but any idea who you might get paired with on finale if they pair you with anybody at all? Or do you have a wish list yet?
My wish list, it was like Steven Tyler, but I don't know. I don't know. I haven't heard anything about like a pairing for the finale, because that would be really cool.
Give it time. One other thing. Inquiring minds want to know, how much does do those mentoring sessions with Bobby Bones help? Do you guys really meet with him for a long time? Because the editing just makes it look like he's just asking you guys if you're having fun. He had like Ava on a carousel and everything. Yeah. We're trying to figure out what that has to do with singing. I'm not trying to stir stuff up. It's just that this is just questions I have when I watch the show.
Bobby, he helps.
You're awesome, Casey. I hope you win the whole damn thing.
Thank you. Yeah, we talk every now and then.
You're becoming my favorite idol.
Yeah.
Casey, thank you for checking in with 107.1 The Boss. As always, a pleasure. We are all rooting for you.
Thank you.
And hopefully all goes well. We'll be rocking at finale, buying your albums, and maybe you'll get to do some collabs with all those people that are following you. Casey Bishop and SZA. I wonder how that would sound.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be real cool.
Well, why not? You know, the cross-pollination of the genres can come up with something really cool.
Yeah, seriously.
You know, I mean, who needs to finish the school year anyway?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'm sure you're doing all your homeschool stuff. It's all good.
Yeah.
All right, Casey, I won't hold you up any longer because I know you got to save your voice. But thank you for checking in with 107.1, The Boss.
Thank you.
And remember, it's Disney night on American Idol, Sunday night on ABC. Check local listings. Vote for Casey. Casey Bishop, American Idol. Thanks for checking in with 107.1, The Boss.